First of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
I got a letter from my niece this weekend. She's come across some old pictures that she wanted to know if I recognized any of them. And of course now, I'm the only one left in my family, and there's so many questions I wish I had asked that I didn't. But my mother and her father homesteaded out on the Carlsbad Highway. And I don't know how long they lived there. I don't know how long the government required that they live there. But I'm sure that the minute they served their time, they came back into the city, because I did find some pictures, and it looked like it's worse than traveling across the country, I think, in a covered way. But then she met my father in El Paso. They were married in 1912. And I think he was sitting down here. He's from Missouri, and I think he was sent down here to look after a wild cousin or something. Keep an eye on him. But
how interesting.
That's how they came to El Paso.
Can you tell me a little about your education growing up in El Paso?
Well, I attended the Eslada schools, Eslada grade school, and Eslada high school, and it was Texas College of Mine.
Oh, right. What did you study?
Business. I never did finish, but I went 3 years and then I got married, so I never did go back.
Did you ever work for a living, like as in a job?
I had worked for a title company in El Paso before I married, and then we moved to a College Station. I worked there part-time. You couldn't get a full-time job very easily there. And then when I came back, I worked again at the title company. And then when I had my family, I quit working.
Did you spend most of your life in El Paso?
Just the time that... A year and a half after we married,
that you were
in College Station. The rest of the time spent in El Paso.
Can you tell me a little bit about the education of your parents?
My mother went to CIA. She didn't finish college either. And I think that's Texas Women's College or something, isn't it? And then my father did not go to college.
What organizations do you belong to?
PEO, I guess, is about the only one.
Oh, that's good. Doesn't take too much
right.
time.
I'm not much on clubs and stuff like that.
Did you ever belong to any other organizations?
I did belong to the Eslada Women's Club at one time.
Oh, it was different from the El Paso Women's Club. Oh, I didn't know we had other women's clubs.
Oh, yeah, there was another one in the Lower Valley called the Lower Valley Women's Club. You're not familiar with the Lower Valley, I guess.
Not really. My grandmother used to live there, but...
Yeah. What was your grandmother's maiden name?
Christy.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember, because I thought there was some connection with her in the Valley.
Yeah, her parents were Hal and Inez Christy.
Okay.
And
I didn't know your mother until... I knew her before I went into PEO, I think, but your grandfather, I know Sam knew it, but your grandfather. What business was he in, weren't it, like?
He was in the insurance business.
Yeah, that was what it was, because Sam was in that insurance claim. So
yeah, he was an adjuster.
Yeah, that same business.
What religion are you?
Methodist.
Now, in the Methodist Church, do you refer to your minister as a pastor, or what names do you have for him?
Well, we usually call him pastor or reverend.
But that's sort of the address, right? That's the address. You address him as a pastor or reverend?
I mean, reverend. I think I would, actually, I call him David, but I think if I were going to be real formal, I'd call him reverend.
And he is you'd say he is a pastor or a minister? Do you happen to know what your ultimate ancestry is?
Not too much about it.